And I'll be like, anyway, that was my shot in the dark.
Here's a king of comedy thing. Joe Strummer is in the... You already know the movie, but Joe Strummer is an extra in the back of this scene in this movie. It's king of comedy.
Off the top of my head, I can't think of any movies that Joe Strummer's in.
It's king of comedy. It's king of comedy.
It's in King of Comedy. Okay, yeah, okay. That was a softball. Oh, all right. I might throw it on tonight, actually. I'm homesick. I think I got a rare opportunity. My wife's out with the kids. I'm trying to think of what to...
You want to do another one?
Yeah, I'll do another one.
All right. Let's see. We did that one. Let's do an easier one. Do you know the napkin one? Oh, someone describes how to fold a napkin. It's a romantic drama.
I don't know, Garden State?
Yep. That's not it. There's a scene in Garden State that has a napkin, but it's... what's her name? Natalie Portman has this cloth napkin, and she lays it over the top of her hand, and when she pulls it up, there's a Shin CD in her hand. And Zach Braff says, never seen that movie. That movie was brought to you by Big Shins, by the way. 201-209-9368. We are playing the movie game, Have You Seen It? We got about 5 minutes left. 201-209-9368. I give you a scene. You tell me the movie. That's all it is. We got things floating out there. A person is annoyed by toast. What movie is that? Someone describes to another person how to fold a napkin. A man uses loofah gloves when committing crimes because he left his leather gloves at home, and he had these loofah gloves in his glove compartment, so he uses them so he doesn't get the gunpowder on his back of his hand. That is Ocean's 13. 201-209-9368. I got a lot more games. A lot more scenes here. It's really interesting. I gotta look up that commercial. I wanna look it up. Phones. Bruce Willis phone commercial. Bruce Willis phone. Video. Oh, this is interesting. This commercial does not exist. Phone advert? It says Russian. No, that's a deep fake. 201-209-9368. We're playing the hit game, you know, question mark. Have you seen it? A man. Tell me if you've seen this one. This is an 80s movie. A man invents a self-squirting toothpaste. To disastrous results. No?
Brucey.
Wrong button. We got a lot of them out there. Don't be intimidated. Losing is the easiest thing in the world on this show. The it's stacked against you. Let's see. What's another one? A reporter pretends to go to a CPAC convention. He lies about it. Says he went to this convention, never did, made the whole thing up. What's the movie? In the same movie, a reporter walks around his office shoeless. It's the same movie. I don't know who I'm talking to. I'm talking to this person. Caller Igabuchi.
Hey, Bucci, it's Mark.
Hey, Mark, who's
in
this?
In Atlanta.
Oh, hey, Mark in Atlanta. How you doing?
Good, how are you?
Long time. How you been?
Good, how are you?
I'm fine. You're a movie person.
I am.
Literally. Do you want to play the game? Do you, have you been listening? Do you know any guesses? Can you guess at any of the ones I've already thrown out there?
I think the toothpaste one is Gremlins.
That's right. Gremlins.
You have seen it.
What about a person is annoyed by crunching toast? Do you know it?
No, I don't. I don't.
All right. It's almost over, so I'm going to give it to you. Phantom Thread.
I should have known that one.
You know that scene where she's crunching on toast and he's getting madder and madder? And he's just like twitching. He's like,
yeah, I love it.
And she's like, all right. Do you want another one?
Sure.
All right. Let's see. Let's see. I already did that one. Do you know an alien hosts a dance party at McDonald's? Do you know that one?
I don't.
A kid makes a rope out of a diseased cowhide.
No, I don't.
The disease is anthrax.
Oh, Power the Dog?
Yep. You have seen it.
I have seen it.
Power of the Dog. Isn't that a great movie, Mark?
It is, yeah.
Great movie. Benedict Cumberbatch's first best movie, I'd say. Let's do one more, Mark, because we got one more minute. A woman makes a huge mistake in the back of a pet store. Big mistake that this woman made. Should not have done it.
No, I don't know.
Okay. It's the movie May December. Did you see that movie?
No, I didn't.
Very good movie. Very unsettling. But she should not have gone into the back of that. She should not have gone into that aquarium. It was a big mistake. Mark, it's good hearing from you. Say hi to your other half from me.
Cool. Be well.
All right, bye. When I say other half, I mean the top half of his body. Hey. Hey, hey, hey. All right, you've been playing Have You Seen It with Bucci on WFMU, East Orange, WMFU, Mount Hope, New York City, and Rockland County at 91.9 FM, and online and all the time at WFMU.org. Up next, Put the Needle on the Record with Billy Jam. Remember, who listens to Bucci? You do, Chi.
Yeah, we're live, baby. I'm Billy Jam. The name of this program is called Put the Needle on the Record. But today, you know what we're calling it? Put the Needle on the Trend Area. And we're coming to you live from the Trend Area on San Pablo Avenue in Pinole, California. They call it California. I call it Cali. Some call it CA. I'm from the Bay Area. It ain't no joke. We got Plus Tutti, Senior Gigio, and some smoke from the Richmond oil refinery. Anyway, I am glad to be here live. Boss Tootie, how are you?
What's going on, guys? Nice seeing y'all again.
Good to meet you in person this time.
Yeah, exactly. I just love meeting you guys in person. And, you know, this was a great breakthrough for me, being able to, you know, get travel places and, you know, get more interviews in and, you know, just meet y'all in person because y'all are really nice people.
And you're going to do a live performance for us today, too, which is all coming up. We got 1 hour here. Senior Gigio, how are you, my man?
I'm doing really good.
And we're going to introduce later the folks here at Trend Area, including, of course, well, Rinnacy, Mactivity, your dad, he's here with you. But also we've got formerly your boy Black Eyes, but now Trav Lyrics. And then we also have the Reverend Rock with Syfy, who owns this place, Trend Area. But I say we get into some female femcees. By the way, Boss Tootie, let me give you a big thank you for doing the intro to the WFMU 2025 Put the Needle on the Femcees CD. You did an amazing job.
Thank you, thank you.
Who is the producer again?
Oh my gosh, you forgot. Well, I have a big team of
you'll,
them.
You'll think of it by the time we get it, because we're going to play that today. But right now we're going to play Heather B. This is going back. And again, female MCs, femcees have been kind of not put in the best light. There are always like too few of them. We need more. So one of the greats from over the years, and they're always underappreciated, slept on, is Heather B. And this is going back 34 years now, is to the a great compilation the Heal Project, the KRS-One put together. And he also had Billy Bragg, Michael Stipe, and others in there. But he also had, of course, tons of hip-hop artists, including Heather B. And this one is Don't Hold Us Back. Listen to the lyrics, if you're a female especially, on WFM. You know.
Yeah. ready to do your duty?
CMG, you already know. If you stay ready, that means you don't have to get ready.
Why don't you step up and let the people know who you are?
Okay, bet.
Come on.
Boss Tootie.
RIP special one. CMG, shout out to her. Also shout out to Boss Tootie. Boss Tootie, that was great.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
That was the remix of that song.
Yes, that was the remix. Of which song? The Gator one?
The Jump one.
Oh, the Jump one. No, that was the original song.
Oh, that was the original version.
Yeah, the remix, I think, is the one where I have a second verse.
Okay.
But I could just say they're both original.
And then the Gator was the mashup version, which is totally different from the original. But I was feeling it, too. I like it a lot. So, Boss Tootie, it's a pleasure to meet you in person. We're here at Trend Area, coming to you live on WFMU. We're in California, where it's sunny. What would you say the temperature is today?
It's actually kind of hot, honestly. In my opinion, it feels hot. My dad said it would be cold. I don't feel no coldness. I feel hot.
Yeah. So anyway, I'm here with Senior Gigio. Senior Gigio, I'm glad you're here today.
Yes, me too.
And this is your first time meeting Boss Tootie, but you've heard her music before, right?
I've been hearing her music. Billy Jam has been bigging up Boss Tootie. And you know who else has heard Boss Tootie's music? My boy, my
your
little
son.
4-year-old boy, Montez. So, you know, you've got a little fan, too.
So which songs did you play for him?
I Keep It Lit and Gator. You know,
yeah.
So it's fun to see really talented, you know, young kids doing music on a high level, especially hip hop.
Yeah,
you know, you're doing the rhymes on a really really high level. So good job, keep it up.
And positive too. That's what I like too. So anyway, I want to introduce someone on your mic there, if I may, for a minute, Boss Tootie, and that is a guy formerly known as your boy Black Ice. Currently known as Trav Lyrics, and he's the one who invited us here today to Trend Area. And this is not technically his store, but you manage the store, right? And you have your own clothing line.
Oh, yeah. Look, hold on. I don't want to do too much to the microphone stand, but yes, I am
Trav Lyrics. People call me hashtag Artifacts by Trav Lyrics, and I have a clothing line here called the 41510 brand.
And for folks outside the Bay Area who are listening back in Jersey or New York, can you explain that number to them?
Exactly. It's a brand we put together back in 1998. The 415 is the San Francisco West Bay Area codes for like Marin, San Francisco, at the time EPA. And 510 is the East Bay Area, which is Richmond, Oakland, Hayward, and at the time Antioch and Pittsburgh and things like that. So we put together a brand back in the 90s so that people, rappers, could go out of town and rep the Bay. Yeah. It was supposed to be our FUBU, our New York Yankees, like that.
And then you work out of this store here, Trend Area, which was formerly the Thiz store.
Exactly.
As in Mac Dre, the late great.
Yeah, yeah. This was formerly the Thiz store, but then Rev Rock was the manager of that store, and then the Thiz store moved to Santa Rosa. Rev Rock took over this spot, changed the name to Trend Area, and now it's a custom printing shop, and it has collectibles. You can get some Supreme, you can get Bape. Right now, he just brought in some LaBooBoos. I didn't know what that was. I thought they were fake LeBrons. But it's a custom printing shop, and we have a wall here where you can get some 41510 brand and other things created by Artifacts by Trav Lyrics.
Cool.
I've been a graphic designer since 1995, and I've created lots of brands.
Yeah, I like the one you have about cancer.
Yeah.
God don't like cancer. That's a series, right? God don't like certain things.
Exactly. So we got two shirts right now. It's God don't like cancer and God don't like racism.
Yeah.
And we got them online at Linktree, cafepress.com/shop/
Well, cool.
God don't like.
So your boy Black Ice go back in your hip hop history with Mactivity, aka Rinnacy, and you've done a lot of things together. I'm going to play one here, and I think Boba was the first one, but the Griffinstein that features Boss Tootie, Ronald Porter, you, and also Rinnacy. You want to say anything about this before we play it?
Yeah, Burden is a song. It's on Griffinstein's album, one of his latest albums, and it's just a collaborative of Ron Porter and Rennessy and myself. We used to have a group called The Machine, and over the years we've become the Genius Funk and different group names, but we're all individual, and Griffinstein put us down on that track. And
Boss this was Tootie. The very first one from Boss Tootie. She recorded when she was 7, right?
Yeah, it's the first.
Crazy.
It's her first paid job, I guess.
Okay.
She got cereal and tricks.
Let's get to it. And thanks to the folks who are telling us about our sound being a little lower levels. I think we've got it all sorted now. Let's continue with Burden Griffinstein featuring Boss Tootie, Ronald Porter, your boy Black Ice, a.k.a. Trav Lyrics, and Rinnacy right here on WFM. You know?
Yeah.
S on my chest for success. I'm a super, I'ma give it my best. I don't expect nothing less. Without struggle, there is no progress. Gotta do the valley of death. By two church ladies, he's shady. Don't put your trust in them, baby. I stay focused while the world went crazy. Never really felt burdened. I was too busy working, trying to manifest all my dreams. And I turned to pregnant when the pain got to hurting. I was really missing 18. All this in my late teens, trying to gain wisdom. Not to be the victim of a killing or get lost in a prison. Whole time with the system, just trying to feed and clothe my children. I ain't gotta say I'm a real one. It's in my DNA. Check my resume. It'll validate every word I say. I'm Ronnie Porter, son. There's no other way. When I was born ready, I'ma stay steady, even when the weight get heavy. I'm on a narrow path to that righteous road. Grateful for the way that they led me.
I'm not trying to be nobody's burden. So I went and bought me a Suburban, just in case I got to live in that. It ain't got no seats. Doubt if I have to, because I'm stacking Satoshi. And this ETH and these NFTs. Hella naive and goofy. Don't know nothing. And I don't do Beijing. Ain't got no jet black beard. I'm just the old weird mofo who works here. Some say I'm 20 years before my time. But in reality, we hella generations behind. And it's a con job. Put us from the blind side. Hibernating and praying to be occupied until we die, man. Tell me that's a lie, man. But you can't, cause you know the beast go hard in the paint. Most folks don't.
don't want that smoke for they self or they kids. They just hope to live with no bourbon.
I was born and raised in an itty bitty city located in the very dead center of the bay. I wasn't expecting to amount to nothing, and I ain't bluffing, this is why I represented every day. Fortunately, I graduated from high school, and then I acquired a college degree. Now, in my own philosophy, that was a lot to me, and they never got acknowledged from me. Around with the wrong crowd, the words mistake. True. Any bad choices, the earth will shake. At least that's what it seemed like. But I had to revamp and get the team right. Fast forward, you can look around and see right now. Nigga, he done made it out the slums like half. He ain't the best rapper, he don't have a tight style. But when he look at the sound scan, they be like, ah, gone, get off of my quick. You need to go get your confidence up. You might just go and accomplish the same. And focus on self and stop dropping my name. Your topic can change. I believe in you, you sleazeball, that's a G's call. Hey, Street Scholar, you ain't big enough yet for the seesaw. I sling your ass into outer space, kill your whole career and leave you out of place. And the whole time I'm sitting with a smiling face, and knowing I done snuffed you without a trace.
True that. My eyes, my life, my will to fight. My trials, my life, my spills at night. My keeping up appearances, even though I know that ain't right. I see so many differences, each side won't rise that we ain't denied. My life, I love these guns. My hype, this love. My stripes, the sun. Your life is done. Your God is gone. Your faith, your phone. Your hate's been shown. Escape be the throne.
Yeah, it's the genius phone.
Breeze on
your
the
brother beat. Brother Black Ice, Lennoxy, Ronald Porter.
Hey, Bo,
we in the building.
It's on you, man. If you not part of the solution, then you gotta be part of the confusion. What we need is some of y'all to stand up and man up.
You ever wonder why your brother didn't make it? I believe cause I wasn't validated by the rich and the famous Caucasians. You know the ones you need to say that I succeed before you push play and hit the freeway. It's a low down dirty shame. But you know what, man? I don't trip cause in the 80s I learned to gas brake dip around the boot. Without being a clown, I'm a minimal general. Having everything now ain't necessary. It's a marathon, pal. 26 miles, man. 42,000 meters for me to meet my mission. Plus, I'm on my way downhill pimping, so you can pass me right on by. My last job is giving you the baton.
And don't drop it. Don't drop it. Message.
If you not part of the solution, then you to be part of the confusion. What we need is some of y'all to stand up and man up for real.
Забили и тешат обещаниями. Мы на окраинах, и есть послание. В стране без выборов, но с президентом. Алчные чины, занятый эксперимент. Кто быстрее закончится, я или труба? Олигархи, офшоры, или развалится страна, пугая алкашами, геями и педофилами. Потихоньку на великих стройках державу пилим. Дума лоббистов всех мастей, печатный станок абсурдных законов и статей. Затянем пояса, учителя, врачи, пенсионеры, денег нет. Инфляция и кризис съели. В моей самой большой стране есть один город, которому должны все. В погонах ушлые серые ребята решают, как нам с тобой жить надо. Мои родные псевдолибералы, хватит сказок и строить капканы. Макаревичи, Собчаки, Дожди и BBC за джинсы пудрят нам мозги. И этим всем хочется сказать: мне хочется здесь пожить, а не выживать. Хочется, чтоб на нас не забили. Хочется проснуться в своей России.
If you not part of the solution, then you gotta be part of the confusion. What we need is some of y'all to stand up and man up.
What we need is a change, and I ain't trying to sound cliche, but my roots go way deep down in that East Bay. Like Huey Newton, little Bobby Hutton, and Bobby Seale. That same zeal that make Alan Kaepernick probably need. Hey, Boba, I don't know how they do it in Russia, but over here, the government, they want to be the ultimate hustler. When Renesy spit, it's time to prepare for the lesson and dismiss any ideas with a narrow perception. Because what you thinking is real might swear is deception. Frightened by my delivery because you scared of aggression. But really, it's kind of silly when you allow it to happen, especially when some of the best of us are talented at rap. Possess a skill, but you don't feel indebted
better to use it. You don't educate your peers, then you discredit the music. It's okay to party and have fun when life is going great. Make no mistake, I'm truth first, there's no debate.
If you not part of the solution, then you gotta be part of the confusion. What we need is some of y'all to stand up and bend up. For real,
here's a message. A message.
Boss Tootie, that's me, a princess, straight up the SAC. Put the needle on the record, Billy Jam. 3, 2, 1, I'm about to go really ham. It's time to make the love pour on the female version of Mount Rushmore. Salt, pepper, Queen Latifah, MC Light, I need a feature. Like I did with the conscious daughter, even though he lived across the water. Go look it up.
It's WFMU Radio. I want to say thank you to everybody tuned in today and for listening to music and getting out there and putting your feet on the ground, your bare feet, staying in touch with reality, staying in touch with people, staying in touch with nature, and getting off that phone. You don't need to be on the phone all the time. We just heard from Boss Tootie doing the theme song, the opening track for the 2025 WFMU Put the Needle on the Record Marathon, the FemC's special CD. And folks who were tuned in during the marathon a few months back and pledged support to this show, this station would have received that. Boss Tootie recorded it for this station out of the love, and that's how it all goes down. Let's see, what else did we hear in there? We also heard some music from Boss Tootie and some of the folks who were in the room. We heard MC Boba, who is from Russia, The Message, a Russian artist MC, collaborated with Ronald Porter, your boy Black Ice, a.k.a. Trav Lyrics, Renacy, a.k.a. Mactivity, and Boss Tootie, a.k.a. Boss Tootie. We heard before that, we heard from Griffinstein, Burden featuring Boss Tootie, Renacy. Boss Tootie, when she was 7, recorded that first recording. Your boy Black Ice and Ronald Porter. Again, I'm here with my man, Senior Gigio.
Yo.
And you're going to do a little performance too as well.
I'm going to do a little something, something.
You are.
I'm going to do a little something, something.
And you have your performance tracks too.
Yeah.
So, did you want to ask Boss Tootie any questions?
Boss Tootie, what does it feel like to be in your own world of rap?
It actually feels really great that I get to do the music for everybody and for them to enjoy it. Maybe I've heard a lot of people say to me, they come to me, be like, oh, my children or my little sister, I'd be playing their songs, your songs, and she'd be dancing. I'd be like, you know what? That's adorable. And that just makes me so happy that I hear actual people loving me, being a fan, and actually caring about my music, how hard I work on it, and all the effort put into it, about the mixing. Like, my whole team works really hard on it, and it just makes me happy that people start listening to it, and, you know, it makes them dance and sing. That's the goal, though, but, like, it's just happy. It just makes me happy inside.
That's so cool. I want to know, how did it feel to work with CMG, you know, to be able to be on a track with a legend like that, and to be doing it at the same level? How did that feel for you?
Honestly, I felt like I was just honored to be able to work with her because she's a legend, and, you know, she's just an amazing person, and I was so glad to work with her because she's a legend and she's been in the rap game, and she's taught me that I can improve because how good she is. I learned that if I want to be as good as she is and become a legend, I just got to keep working at it. So she actually just taught me a lesson, and that lesson deep inside of me has been stuck there for a while now, and I'm pretty sure it's never gonna leave, honestly, because that was a special moment.
And you know, you guys really gelled together. You worked really well on that track that we just played a while ago here. I think it's amazing.
I agree.
So anyway, Boss Tootie, you're going to do a little performance for us today. And I want you to have this mic here, so let's swing it around. So what Boss Tootie is going to do is going to do a live performance of two tracks, Keep It Lit. And that's the one with Ad Capone, right?
Yes.
From Totally Insane. So it's great you got to work with him as well, which is quite amazing. So how is he?
He's really nice also. I actually got to meet him in person, which is where we did the... We actually shot it at DJ One Gone's, a friend of mine's radio show, KDEE. Shout out.
Sacramento, right?
Yeah, that's where we did the Keeps It Lit, and I got to meet him in person, and dang, he is tall, but he's also really nice, and he's a chill dude. So when you meet him, just don't be worried or anything, because he's really nice.
Yeah. So you're 11 years of age now, correct? And you started out when you were 7.
Yes.
And then the first one dropped when you were 8.
Yes.
Amazing. So anyway, what I'm going to do now is I'm going to queue up, Keep It Lit, and have you take over and perform it live. And then after that, you're going to do a performance of, which one? What's My Name? We got that one too. So you ready?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Your friendly neighborhood player partner, Al Capone in the building, Totally Insane in the house. And I'm just hanging out with my little partner, the hip-hop princess, Boss Tootie. Now, if you're not familiar with who Miss Boss Tootie is, yo, Miss Boss Tootie, let them know why they need to be all the way tapped in.
What you hear in? My voice is pure confidence. I released my first song and been popping since. The music, everything I did and more. With labels, I just started up a bidding war. It's talent, so I never have to call in favors. Plus, I'm getting offers from all the majors. Boss Tootie, send letters. Like my cousin, Roncy, we trendsetters. My grades is lit. The braids is lit. I made it here, now my whole wave is it. To you copycats, it's time to put that dead flame out. My shine, kinda like the sun came out. And that is lit. Hey, are y'all staying with me now? I keep it lit. Hey, come on. I keep it lit. Come on, y'all, don't be shy. Come on, I keep it lit. Hey, yep. I'm small with a heavy sound. Taking my show on the road out to every town. The mind is lit. Everything I read is lit. The rhyme is lit. Now go ahead and read the lips. Ding, ding. That means the champ is here. Hip-hop royalty in the atmosphere. Back with the whole new slapping song. The flow is the same like Al Capone. Yes. If you think I'm boasting, every bar's like free promotion. All the kids, I do inspire them low-key. Hashtag Boss Tootie, fire emoji. Hey, yep. Hey, I keep it lit. Hey, hey, I keep it lit. Yep, yep. Hey, I keep it lit. Yep, I keep it lit, y'all. Lit.
I keep it lit.
Lit. I keep it lit.
I keep it lit.
Boss Tootie.
Woo.
Hey, I keep it lit.
I keep it lit.
Now that you know what it is, Boss Tootie.
Al Capone.
Tap in, man.
Hey, I keep it lit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Woo!
Boss Tootie, and the music continues. What's My Name with Boss Tootie live from the Trend Area, Pinole on WFM. You know.
Two, two, two. Google me, pick up the phone.
Activity Productions exclusive.
Boss Two, two, two. Google me, pick up the mall over the net. Boss Two, two, two.
Google me, pick up the mall over the net, y'all.
Boss Two, two, two.
At Boss Tootie Music. Cause I simply have fun when I rhyme. Above average, top of the food chain. People say that I created a new lane. Bars, and the flow is perfect. When I release it, you know it's worth it. On all platforms. Toot. Yeah.
Boss.
I have the best imagination.
I do.
People ask who's on your next collaboration.
I
guess you'll have to wait and see.
Man.
So sit over there and do it patiently. I'm one of the youngest in the game.
For real.
And plus, I love to entertain. You ever see me perform live? I love to get my audience a warm vibe. Something up close and personal that you likely haven't heard before.
Why
no special effects or none of that?
None.
Here come the hug, now let me run it back.
Toot, toot, tootie, toot, toot, toot.
Come on, y'all.
Toot, 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 tootie, toot, toot, toot.
Say it louder.
Toot, toot, toot. Tootie,
toot, toot.
Come on,
y'all.
Toot, toot, toot.
Tootie, toot, toot. Hey, continue.
Toot, toot, toot.
Come on, y'all.
Toot, toot, toot.
Tootie,
toot, toot, toot.
Keep it going.
Toot, toot, toot. Tootie, toot, toot, toot.
All right, come on.
Toot, toot, toot. Tootie, toot, toot.
Make some noise for Boss Tootie.
Woohoo! Thank you, guys. You know what? Shout out to my dad for helping me throughout the years and helping me make this music and supporting me, having me go to different performances to help me increase my followers, my image, actually. My image, my whole brand, actually. So,
Boss Tootie.
You.
Boss Tootie live on WFMU. And
woo!
Boss Tootie, you're an OG in the game now at 11 years of age. We're going to go back to your first solo release when you were a mere 8 years of age, Daddy's Girl. You want to say anything about it before we play it?
Yes. That was actually my OG first song. And let's just get right into it. But just so you know, it's going to be fire.
Okay. And after we come back, we'll actually speak to your daddy, who is referenced repeatedly in this great song, Daddy's Girl, Boss Tootie's first single that dropped when she was 8 years of age back 3 years ago on WFM, you know.
And boom.
You are a daddy's girl like me.
Turn me up in the headphones a little bit.
Activity Productions exclusive.
They say that little girls are made of sugar and spice, but a small amount of sassy and everything nice.
WFMU Radio. I'm Billy Jam. Senior Juju is my co-host today. James is my engineer back in Jersey. We're coming to you live from the Trend area in Pinole, California, broadcasting live on a beautiful, sunny, warm, hot California day in late June, June the 27th. I'm having a good time. Senior Juju, how are you, man?
Oh, man, I'm enjoying the whole thing, man.
Were you feeling Boss Tootie's live performance there?
It's unreal, man. It's unreal. You know, it's a one-of-a-kind thing to experience. So, yeah, man. It's real. It is real, y'all. It's real.
So we had the two songs there, live performance from Boss Tootie, and then the last one was her first single that dropped when she was only 8 years of age, 3 years ago, Daddy's Girl. And her daddy is here, Mactivity, a.k.a. Rinnacy. Why don't you pull that mic close to you there and tell us, man, how you doing?
Oh, I'm doing very well, Billy Jam, man.
Thank you for the idea, Rinnacy, a.k.a. Mactivity, for us doing the show here. Because I talked to you a couple weeks ago. I said, man, I got to make it up to Sacramento to do the show with Boss Tootie and with you. And you said, hey, what about the Trend area in the middle, midway, not even, it's closer to me,
right?
And here we are. So thank you so much for doing this. So the last time I talked to you and Boss Tootie was 6 months ago, back in late December,
right,
on WFMU. So what has she been up to since then?
Man, she's been doing a lot of recording, but especially doing a lot of performing. That she gets booked a lot in, you know, for shows and things like that, and a lot of news. Like she's on the news. It's like she lives on the news.
Right.
So
there's that station in Sacramento. They've almost adopted her, right?
Yeah. Well, it's a lot of them. Fox, CBS,
yeah.
ABC. Yeah, all of them. And then NPR News has had her on a few times. And man, then shout out to, you know, I know it's, you know, I don't know what how the conversation goes when you know shouting out other stations, but you know, even KDEE, shout out to them, the Hip Hop After Dark Radio Show. They show her a lot of love. And then right here too on WFMU, you know, we're especially
we've been down with Boss Tootie for a while now.
Definitely,
yeah.
Definitely.
So actually, exactly 2 weeks ago on this day, on the 13th, because I announced it, I was in the studios in New Jersey, and I think it was Bobby J from Rockaway was my guest co-host, and that was the same day that you guys did the show in Sacramento with KDEE.
Right.
So that was a good one, right?
It was. Shout out to the Hip Hop After Dark show again, and all of the other artists that were on the set. Well, my daughter was, you know, it's crazy to watch an 11-year-old almost close the show. They put her up like second to last. And then on Juneteenth, the next day, Juneteenth, she did that show, and they actually put her up as the headliner. I wasn't expecting that.
Wow.
You know what I mean? So she's like built this wave, and she's, man, it, like Sir Gigio said, man, it's almost even unreal for me as her dad. You know,
so now you guys have enlisted some of the best already, CMG and Totally Insane's Al Capone. So who else you got lined up in the future to collaborate with Boss Tootie?
You know what? People been reaching out. Really hard to say. I'm trying to think of some.
We'll just stay tuned.
Yeah. It's a lot.
One last question for you. Mm-hmm. As a father, and here you are, your daughter, she's on TV all the time, and it is getting a little hectic because the demand is getting greater. How do you feel? Do you sometimes feel concerned that, you know, I know before you'd said how schoolwork comes first, but do you ever feel like it's getting too big too soon?
You know, we're kind of embracing it. Like, sometimes it gets scary because, like, we'll walk into a grocery store and someone will say, hey, I seen you on TV. And it's like, uh-oh.
Yeah.
You know, so that, you know, there's a safety, you know, it's a safety concern sometimes for me, you know. But, you know, we're kind of embracing it. I'm teaching her more so how to respond to things like that. So, you know, hey, just because somebody knows your name and they're friendly, you know, because she's still a child,
right?
You know, at the end of the day, so her, you know, her name is out there, so it's just, you know, hey, if that person, you don't recognize that person, then hey, don't say hi and keep it moving, you know.
Yeah.
You know, I wanted to, can I plug her the next big show she has?
Oh yeah, please do.
So I wanted to, you know, because I know you got listeners from all over, from here to New Jersey to the Bay Area to Sacramento. So for my California folks especially, or if you in New Jersey and you plan to come out to the California State Fair, that will be July 11th at 1:30. Boss Tootie is hitting the big stage out there. So I want to plug
that. That's a Friday, right?
It is on a Friday, yes. Right.
Okay,
yes.
Cool. Well, we will promote that every week between then and now.
Yes.
And thank you so much, Renacy, a.k.a. Mactivity. And you know that at least every 6 months, we got to check in with you and with Boss Tootie and see how she's doing.
Thank you. And I appreciate you so much.
Oh, man, my pleasure. We've been down for a while now, right?
Yeah. We go, for sure. Like, even in my professional career doing hip hop, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, you were spinning my records and all of that too. So shout out to Ed the producer, aka EJ too, man, who you played a, like, it's funny because his production is still living through my daughter's music, you know, like,
yeah,
a lot of the songs you played today of hers, you know, probably with the exception of the intro track that she did for the WFMU Put the Needle on the Record,
right,
CD, which was produced by Sean Monster Mazin.
That's who did it, okay.
And then Jump was produced by Griffin Stein. Shout out to him. But other than that, man, all Ed the producer.
Okay. All right, well, we're going to continue here with the music, live music. Thank you again so much, Mactivity.
Appreciate you.
And we're going to continue with some more music. And Rin, we have Senior Gigio, who is my co-host today. And Senior Gigio, did you want to do shout-outs, or should I do them to the listeners?
Yeah, I didn't even get a chance
let's
to hop on. Yeah, let's look at him. I see B Now Homeboy, he's active in the comments.
I see Bob Tankenstein is active.
Diano de los Muertos.
Well pronounced. Very good, Senor Gigio. Cosmic Matrix. Luca.
Mm.
I think you did B Now Homeboy, and let's see who else. Celeste in Smallbony.
Okay.
Timmy These Nuts in Emeryville.
Richie in the Sco.
But he claims Richmond. Richie in the Sco. Greg from Zone 5. Marley P. Dog.
John Zilla.
And MRP.
Uh-huh.
And Will the Sound Guy. And, of course, James, who's doing the engineering. And you, if we didn't mention you. So anyway, Senior Gigio, you're going to do a live performance now. The one we're hearing in the background, you're going to do that, which will be called, what is it?
I Dream of Japan.
I Dream of Japan.
Produced by Fisticuts.
Oh, yeah, very good. I just love that track. And then this first one that you're going to perform is called what?
Master Plan, produced by 1 a.m.
Okay, are you ready?
Yeah, let's do it. WFMU, Put the Needle on the Trend Area. You know, it's okay to let go. Hold it on, don't make it any more special. Just put your best both. It should've went gold, maybe could've went platinum, but at least I was moving, else I would've been stagnant. Asleep is the cousin of death. All my dreams were alive and awake, and I was right there with them, trying to piece this puzzle together. No matter how much time that it takes, you gotta fight fair with them and hit them just like you mean it, the way you meant to do it. Can't fake the funk when it's time to face the music, so listen to it. It's called being intuitive, and that'll mean anything's promised. So just do it big and see what happens. Oftentimes it works out better than you imagined. Rolling a stone because I can't get no satisfaction. You can't always get what you want, but you can get what you need when things don't seem to work as planned. I guess it's through the circumstance, but I never had a backup plan, and so I trust God's master plan. Even though the pain hurts sometimes, all the complaining ain't worth my time, because I never had a backup plan. I just trust God's master plan. Yo, I might pull up on you in a New York minute. In the Bay, some player hate, but I'm my worst critic. I'm a perfectionist, imperfect as it gets. I won't settle for less. I hope it's worth it in the end, but that ain't my call to make. I just pray to be strong and brave. Finish what's on my plate. I own my flaws and mistakes, the same way I boast on my positive traits. That's why I deliver on each promise I make and give you more than you bargained. Still, I always give thanks to do my part and create. Let my heart innovate. Is it life, art, imitates? I think that's
that's far from the case. But who's smart enough to say I just charge to the game and participate at my pace, doing what I love. Don't let opportunity waste, cause any day could be our last. Apologies when things don't seem to work as planned. I guess it's due to circumstance, but I never had a backup plan. And so I trust God's master plan. Even though the pain hurts sometimes, all the complaining ain't worth my time. Because I never had a backup plan, I just trust God's master plan. Let the water flow under the bridge, but if it don't, then I can't force whatever it is. They say you get what you give, what you blessed if you did. Every bed is a risk, so I rep what I live. Doors will close, money comes and goes. North Star glows unbeknownst to most. Seek wisdom and ye shall find. If you forget what your path is, then be reminded. Can't deny it, I understood when I took the assignment. It's bigger than what a man take pride in. I'll tell you how I talk to God in private. Just like this, I said, God, I put my life into your hands. Some things I don't understand, but I trust in your master plan. Amen. When things don't seem to work as planned, I guess it's due to circumstance, but I never had a backup plan. And so I trust God's master plan. Even though the pain hurts sometimes, all the complaining ain't worth my time. Because I never had a backup plan, I just trust God's master plan. When things don't seem to work as planned, I guess it's due to circumstance, but I never had a backup plan. I just trust God's master plan. Even though the pain hurts sometimes, all the complaining ain't worth my time. Because I never had a backup plan, I just trust God's master plan. Yeah, let the water flow under the bridge, under the Carquinez Bridge, under the Golden Gate Bridge. Matter of fact, let's take the Bay Bridge, cause we heading to the SFO. We gotta take that flight, y'all. Uplift. We almost there. You see, I'm getting ahead of myself, cause that's how excited I am about going to Japan right now. We all going right now. I've lived most of my life as an outsider. I learned to observe the world and keep my mouth quiet, cause when I spoke I hardly ever felt understood. But I was there for folks when they failed to help them through it. A lot of promises was made but they seldom fruit. But I'm not here to say that I'm some kind of selfless dude. I can be selfish too, I have needs. Air to breathe, room for my feet in coach class seats, cause I can fathom the heavenly scenes. But I wanna feel like there's something special for me, just for me, just to be stress free, met with peace. Blessed to be in the flesh is the best me yet to be seen. I can't be filled with resentment in order to fulfill my potential. I heal what I've been through. It all lasts texture to the adventure. So glorious treasure that you can't measure. Let's get there. I dream of Japan. I dream to see a new land where I can see who I am. I need to feel something ancient and real with my hands. Go deep and expand. Peep what I'm saying. Come on, come on. I dream of Japan. I seek to understand how I can be a new man. I need to feel something ancient and real with my hands. Go deep and expand, yo. I'm about to get out of sight, travel light, all I'm packing is my appetite for food, knowledge, culture, beauty's in the eye of the beholder. I wonder, how long can a tradition uphold, and how long can the memory last? When the century's old, the landscape shines a mystical glow, a part of me can sense I've been here before. I want to feel I belong. There's temples open on the streets, kind of reflective of how I want to be. Wearing my heart up on my sleeve, living my troops honorably. So let God armor me, cause I got the key to harmony. And I'm here to open doors and go explore. Not to draw swords, but the overlord and go to war. That motive's poor, I know there's more than what meets the eye. It's a whole other world, come on. I dream of Japan. I seek to understand how I can be a new man. I need to feel something ancient and real with my hands. Go deep and expand. Peep what I'm saying. Come on. I dream of Japan. I seek to understand how I can be a new man. I need to feel something ancient and real with my hands. Go deep and expand. Peep what I'm saying. Go deep and expand. Expand your mind. WFMU. You are now tuned into Put the Needle on the Record, but we in Pinole right now. But we still on our way to Japan. That's what we doing.
Can I do your imagination?
Yeah.
I'd like to do a legal ID, assuming that you finished your rap G, and I'm not stepping on your local vocals or your lyrics. because your name's not Trav Lyrics. It's WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, Rockland County, New York City. New York City, home of the hip-hop. Just like I pictured it, 91.9 FM. Online everywhere, WFMU.org. My name is Billy Jam. The name of the show is Put the Needle on the Record. James is the engineer. Big shout-out to James.
Yeah. Yeah.
A big shout-out to Senior Gigio, my co-host. But an extra special shout-out to Boss Tootie, and also to Boss Tootie's dad, Mac Tivity, a.k.a. Rincey. Also, shout-out to your boy Black Ice, a.k.a. Trav Lyrics. Also, shout-out to Rev Rock with Sci-Feet. And Boss Tootie, you want to do any shout-outs? Hold on, let me...
I think I did it, but shout-out to my dad. Yes. Honestly. Come here, Dad. Come here. Come to the mic. Say hello.
I spoke, but hey, shout-out. Shout-out to my daughter.
And I hope you guys have a wonderful summer together, including all the shows you got lined up.
Thank you. We're going to be performing at the State Fair, as we mentioned, I think. Or maybe not, but...
Yeah.
Anyway, we and are going to be performing...
The date on that again is...
July 11th.
Okay.
2025, next month. I better see y'all.
1:30 p.m. Okay, on the Friday.
1:30 p.m.
Okay. Any other shout-outs to your school or anything?
Shout-out to my besties, Nayari, Melanie, and Emily. They were good friends, and I will see them next year.
Okay.
And I will be graduating to middle school.
All righty. Yeah. Senior Gigio, any shout-outs?
Well, July 5th, next Saturday, the day after July 4th, I'm performing at the Catalyst in the upstairs room in Santa Cruz. So I'm back in Santa Cruz. Y'all come out, and, you know, it's going to be some real live hip-hop, and stay tuned. You know, follow me on Instagram, at Senor Gigio, S-E-N-O-R-G-I-G-I-O. More shows to announce. So.
Okay, that sounds good. Well, I'm going to finish off with one last song. James, the engineer, back in Jersey City, will fade down next week. I'm going to have a barbecue because it's July 4th next Friday. So I'll be coming live from the barbecue. Where? I don't know. I just play it by ear. I freestyle. I'm a freestyle type DJ. I don't know where it's going to be. But I want to finish off with a song. It's from MF Grimm, who you probably know from his MF Doom collaborations going all the way back to the KMD days. He teamed up with Chrome to do the song The Bottom Line. We may not get to hear all of it today if we run out of time for Mr. Fine Wine. James will fade it down. But this is a song about it's a commentary on media culture, social media culture, and all that goes with it. So listen to the lyrics. Thank you for listening. WFM, you know.
This is a public service announcement from Chrome and MF Grimm. A way to stay sane while times are insane. May I make a suggestion? Escape the matrix, turn the computer off. It's causing you depression. You get no likes, cause no one likes you. The internet could be mean. A bad engagement will mess your high up, left with low self-esteem. Fight to the death with keyboard warriors. Avoid all the friction. Hate is a drug. Interacting with your haters is a gateway to addiction. Conflict overwhelming. You're in the house yelling. Filled with anxiety. It can lead you to drink, but don't do that. Remember your sobriety. Network and being social. Then they roast you. Now you're in the bind. Let out a scream while squinting at the screen. The blue light leave you blind. Pay the toll in the land of the trolls. You learn people are not kind. The bottom line is the algorithm has them losing their mind. You'll go to any measure just for pleasure. Brain fiends for dopamine. In certain abstract ways, I must say, it's worse than nicotine. Medical diagnosis show you're allergic to synthetic satisfaction. It might sound like comedy, but the remedy is real interaction. Go outside, to the park, connect with the earth, touch some grass. Go on a real date with a real woman, maybe get some... Then they roast you, now you're in the bind. Let out a scream while squinting at the screen. The blue light leave you blind. Pay the toll in the land of the trolls. You learn people are not kind. The bottom line is the algorithm has them losing their mind. Distant communication among all nations is why it was created. But instant gratification now
had an opposite effect. Many feel isolated. Selfies of friends together without you smiling. Flaunting the wealth. You feel some type of way about it. Got something to say about it. But what about your mental health?
Tuned to WFMU. This show is called Downtown Soulville. I feel like I haven't been here in a long time. Boy, thanks Matt Fivash and Gaylord Fields for filling in last week. I got a lot of great records to play for you tonight. I'm very excited about that. Some I haven't played in a long time. Some new ones, some old ones. Soul 45s on a Friday night.
The summer away.